My name's Louise Bedford and I'm a private share trader. My business partner is Chris Tate. As well as being the authors of several best-selling books on the share market, we each have decades of trading experience behind us.
I'd like to have a look at the foreign exchange market, or FX, by interviewing Chris on this topic. Chris, can you firstly define FX trading and list some of the benefits and disadvantages?
FX is literally dealing in different currencies. Instead of taking a view on an instrument such as a share or an option, a trader will take a view on a certain currency. The FX market is by far the world's largest market. The daily turnover on some days is in excess of about $1.6 trillion. Now, the scale of this trading comes into very sharp focus when you consider that the market capitalization of the Australian Stock Exchange is some $800 billion. This means that you could drop the entire Australian share market into the world FX market on a single trading day and cause barely a ripple. This massive liquidity is obviously attractive to traders, since there has never been a problem with either price discovery, that is, the market deciding on a price for a given instrument. There is no lack of liquidity, which is important for very large traders, which is why you will see hedge funds very, very active in the FX market. With very high liquidity and precise price discovery, charts also become somewhat cleaner, although it's important to note that within the FX market, there is intervention by reserve banks. Banks will step in to either stop a currency from falling or from becoming overvalued in their eyes. Now, dealing in FX is somewhat different than dealing in shares or indices or options. Firstly, there's no physical location or major exchange where currency trading takes place, so you can't actually go and visit a currency exchange. Trading takes place courtesy of a vast network of large banks and dealers who deal directly with one another. As such, there's no need for an intermediary or an exchange to stand between the two. Now, in addition to this, there is a second tier of market participants who offer FX trading to retail clients. The offering of FX trading to retail clients is a fairly new invention and has become extremely popular in the last 5 years. Secondly, all FX contracts are traded in pairs. You'll often hear the Aussie dollar referred to as the Aussie US or the Aussie yen. When you go long one FX contract or one part of a pair, you are immediately taking a view that you are short the other pair. For example, if I thought that the Australian dollar was going to strengthen against the US dollar, I would buy the Aussie US pair. So my instruction would be to buy X number of contracts of the Aussie US pair, or the Aussie as it's sometimes referred to. Conversely, if I thought the Australian dollar was going to weaken against the US, my instruction would be the reverse. It would be to sell X contracts of the Aussie US. It is impossible to trade currencies without reference to another currency. The first currency in the pair is always referred to as the base currency, and is the currency you are either buying or selling. The second currency in the pair is known as the counter or quote currency. So in my example of trading the Aussie US, the Australian dollar is the base currency and the US dollar is the counter or the quote currency. When trading FX, it's extremely important that this strange form of jargon is very well understood. If it's not well understood, it can result in you placing an order that is essentially the reverse of what you actually wanted to do. Now, it's this difference in terminology that provides the first hurdle for new entrants into foreign exchange. In share trading, if I wanted to buy BHP, I would simply place an order to buy BHP. I don't have to state that I'm buying BHP or selling BHP with reference to another stock. However, in FX, trading in pairs is the norm. The second major difficulty is in understanding how values are calculated within the FX arena. Traders have to come to terms with the value of each FX contract that they trade. Traditionally, contracts for each of the quoted pairs come in two types, either a mini or a standard contract. A standard contract traditionally refers to 100,000 units of currency. For example, the Aussie-US standard contract refers to 100,000 Australian dollars. So if I bought a single Aussie-US contract at a quote price of 71 cents, this would give me a contract size in US dollars of 100,000 times 75 US cents, or 71,000 US dollars. Conversely, a mini contract refers to 10,000 units of currency. It is generally through trading mini contracts that traders gain their first exposure to FX trading. Minis are valuable tools for traders who have smaller accounts, which might actually preclude them from trading the larger, full-sized contracts.
So do people combine trading FX with other instruments, or do they mainly focus on the FX market exclusively?
This becomes a question of diversification. If you, for example, asked a broker to define diversification, they would simply tell you that you needed to hold shares with differing names. In a small equities market such as the Australian market, it is very difficult to attain true diversification. To circumvent this issue, more mature traders seek out markets that are not correlated, such as combining FX and share trading. Not only does this bring about a much-needed element of diversification to most portfolios, but it also enhances the number of potential trading opportunities. However, once again, whenever large amounts of leverage are possible in a trading system, it's my recommendation that traders develop their skills in an unleveraged arena. The FX market is quite a mature market and is a highly leveraged market. One of the advantages of FX trading is that it literally trades 24/7. However, this is one of its greatest disadvantages. This continual trading and ability to trade the market provides a source of endless distraction to traders. And it is something that traders who are inexperienced at fall victim to. So I would urge traders to practice and learn their skills in an arena that is unleveraged and doesn't present so many temptations for new traders.